This is an All Ears English podcast episode 745. Want to talk about it over coffee? Three phrases plus a tip when it comes to coffee and tea. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Is the phrase "wake up and smell the coffee" one that you should use? Today, find out what's in style and what's out when it comes to conversations about beverages.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
I'm good. My coffee's good today. Have you had a coffee yet today?
Yeah, I have had half of my cup of coffee. It's sitting right here next to me.
It sounds like you're kind of into coffee. Like, do you live on coffee like I do, or what?
I drink it. I just had a sip. I drink it out of necessity. I like it, but like, it's not my, like, oh my gosh, coffee is the best thing in the world. I pretty much just drink it because I think I'm addicted.
So you live on it.
Yeah, I guess I do live on it in some ways. How about you?
Well, yeah, I do. I have probably too many coffees a day. I have probably like two or three coffees a day. I have two in the morning and then probably one in the afternoon. That's probably a typical day for me.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're always coming out with new research, and I feel like the research is trending towards saying that, like, we can have more coffee than we think we can, or at least that's what I'm hoping for. You know, I think there's a new study out that I didn't have time to look at, but I'm pretty sure it's going to say that we can have 8 cups of coffee a day and we'll be just fine.
Yes, 8.
So that ties in with a question we got from a listener today, guys. And before we start, I want to remind you, if you have not subscribed to the podcast in your app, iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, whatever you use, make sure you hit subscribe so you can keep getting our episodes every day, okay? So, Michelle, let's dive into it. We have a question from Gianluca from Italy. So cool. So cool.
Okay, here we go. Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Michelle. I'm writing to you from the other side of the pond. Mm-hmm. My name's Gianluca, and I'm from Italy. I just want to tell you that your podcasts are awesome. I've been listening to them for months now, and now I feel more confident. It's all thanks to you and your shows. Wow. I used to be discouraged, and I didn't like speaking English, but now I can definitely say that your 20-minute shows are undoubtedly the activity I prefer during the day.
Wow.
Thank you. Cool. That makes me so happy.
That is so cool. That's so cool.
I always listen to you when I go to the gym to work out, and you are a special part of my everyday life. Oh, man. Well.
Wow.
I know. I hope that makes you like going to the gym a little bit more, too. Anyway, now he says, stop gabbing. I have a question for you. I was curious about an expression you have used in one of your podcasts. It was very early in the morning and you said that you live on coffee. What does it mean? Is there any other expression related to beverages you use in current English? I found, for instance, wake up and smell the coffee, or all the tea in China, or even my cup of tea. Could you please explain their meanings? Thank you very much and keep up the good work, Gianluca, Italy. Great question.
Good question, Gianluca. Thank you. And it's so nice to hear that you love the show, that you listen to it at the gym. That is so cool because we love making the show and it's so good that so many people are listening and you guys are really learning, but you don't feel like you're learning. That was the vision for All Ears English. And we love that that's happening. Love it. Love it. Love it. So cool, Michelle. Well, we talked about it, right? We talked about to live on coffee. I mean, one more time, what does it mean?
Right. So to live on coffee is, it's like, you know, that you have a lot of it. So like to live on something, right? So for example, most college kids in the US live on pizza and ramen and not the good kind.
Exactly. Exactly. That's true. And I would say that I personally live on peanut butter because I eat a lot of peanut butter. Is there anything else that you live on outside of coffee, Michelle?
I live on avocados.
Yeah. And that's actually something you can feel good about.
Yeah.
Actually, well, as far as the research says now, I feel like
right,
the research
who knows,
is always
who knows.
Changing. Yeah. They're supposed to be like the superfood, like the best food. That exists because there's it's such good fat and so healthy for you. But anyways, Gianluca also asked about other expressions, right? Like wake up and smell the coffee. Now, what do you think about this one in terms of something we actually use?
Yeah, I think it's one of those. I mean, we always have this where it's something good to know, but you're probably not going to use.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it was common before, like in the 50s or something. Probably some coffee brand made it popular. That's my guess. Like, it's probably a tagline from like Folgers, or that's often where these phrases start from, is actually commercials. You know, or
yeah,
again, it goes back to our economy that we were talking about a few weeks ago, right? Yeah. So would you recommend that we use that one, Michelle, or just understand it?
Just understand it. But I always feel like with these phrases, you can use it if you use it in the right way, like kind of like in a joke way, like wake up and smell the coffee, Lindsay. Like, you know, if you use it in a certain way, I think you can use it. But just if you kind of, if it's, you say it in a way that it makes it sound like, you know, it's kind of a silly phrase.
Exactly. Or sometimes if you're really, once you get to a really high level after you've listened to all our episodes, you can start playing around with the language, right? And kind of making little like puns or like filling in different words. I don't know about how I would do it with this one, but like, I don't know, filling in something else for coffee, like wake up and smell the something. I don't know, smell the dollars. You've made a lot of money. I don't know. It doesn't quite work right now, but it could work if you can experiment with language, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the joy in speaking a new language when you get to that level, guys. So that's why it's good to learn these structures, even if you're not speaking them literally, okay?
Right, absolutely.
How about all the tea in China? He asked about that. Do we use that?
No, I don't think so.
No. No, that's a negative. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cup of tea?
My cup of tea, yeah. I mean... I think it's kind of in the middle of between being used and not being used.
Yeah.
It's not really my cup of tea. I don't know. I don't think I say that.
Yeah. I don't say it mostly.
It's definitely good to know.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. It's good to know. You'll see it written places. You'll see people saying it, but you don't have to use it because not everyone does. I don't use it either. So that's fine. Mostly because I'm not a huge fan of tea, but all right. Yeah. So I had a bit of a like a mind block when I was trying to come up with other phrases to teach that are actually relevant because Gianluca asked for some other phrases, but let's see what we can throw out there.
I see. I'm sorry.
What?
No, I went down to this too fast.
Oh, you were down there?
Yeah, well, because I talked about pizza and ramen. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We'll just hear it again. Plus,
yeah.
I bet our listeners want to know what what ramen we're actually talking about, not the good kind. Right? So to live on something. Again, you know, in another example, most college kids in the US live on pizza and ramen, right? Not the good kind. What are we talking about there?
Well, there's like really cheap ramen that it's kind of known for a lot of college students to make, and it's not very good. It's in
disgusting.
A bag.
No, it's like a heart attack in a bag because it's got right. The funny thing is before I moved to Japan, I thought that that was ramen. Like I thought that it's so sad, right? It comes in a bag. It comes in a block. I think it's like Maruchan ramen or something. It's so packed with sodium, and that's what college kids eat or cup noodles, right? That's another thing. They eat it at midnight when they're studying, and it's so bad for you. But then I went to Japan and tried real ramen, and it was enlightening. Did you try some good ramen in Tokyo?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, so good. So good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Best. So college kids, they live on pizza and ramen. So that's the first phrase, to live on something. Next one, Michelle. Yes.
Yes.
One of the toughest things about understanding native speakers is the fact that they drop the final consonant in some of their words. This makes it so hard to decipher between the words that they're saying sometimes. But we can show you exactly how to deal with this and how to build the skills so it becomes easy to listen to them. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure to get your first lesson and then get into our course featuring the Bridge to Connection method. allearsenglish.com/adventure.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan. And save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, so the next one is, sorry, I'm a little lost. Okay, to discuss something, right? To debate over something, over coffee or over tea or over dinner, which sounds funny, but it just means to like while you're doing something else.
Exactly. It sounds weird, but it's common. So the phrase here we want to teach you guys is doing something over coffee or over tea or over dinner, right? So exactly. So, I don't have time to talk about it now. Let's talk about it over coffee.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it over tea. Let's get tea. Let's talk about it over dinner. Okay.
Yes.
Super common, right?
Right. Exactly. Oh, and I like this next one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is it?
I'm a blank person. I think I was just talking to my friend the other day and she said that expression, I think maybe about cats or dogs. But you could say, I'm a tea person, I'm a coffee person, or you can say, like I said, a dog person, a cat person, right? So this means like you like that thing.
Exactly.
And it might be like, you know, when it's something like one or the other, like sometimes you ask, are you a dog person or a cat person, right?
Exactly. Perfect. And this is great. Really good language and vocabulary, guys, when you're building connections, you're getting to know someone, early stage dating, just getting to know a friend. It's really, really good. So I'm a blank person. Really nice. Really nice. And then the last like thing that we're going to give you guys in terms of a new phrase or a new way to say something is actually a pronunciation tip. What is it, Michelle?
Right. So when we talk about a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, we really just pronounce it a cup of coffee, a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. Cup of, yeah.
I still pronounce the V like that F V sound a little bit. Like I would still say a cup of coffee, like a very small one. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think it varies. It goes on like a spectrum between cup of coffee.
Yeah. Because I could see myself being like very quickly saying like, do you want a cup of coffee? And not, yeah.
So exactly.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Right. But you're not going to say, would you like to get a cup of coffee? Right? You're not going to stop and evenly pronounce each one
sounds,
of those words.
That sounds really weird.
Right. It sounds
like I like you, Lindsay, but if you asked me to get a cup of coffee,
yeah,
I
don't know. You know what it just reminded me of? It reminded me of that movie Machina, where the robot, the woman is a robot and she like takes on a personality.
Oh,
did
wow.
you see
I
that?
Didn't know.
It's
I didn't.
Super weird. I would recommend it, but it's freaky because at the end it gets really weird. But that's the way I would imagine like a robot would invite someone out for a coffee. Like, would you like to get a cup of coffee? Right. Just very like
not
knowing how to pronounce things natively. Right. And that's why we're here for you guys. We don't want you to sound like robots.
Right. That's right.
All right. We have a quick role play. What's going on in this role play, Michelle?
Okay, so in this role play, we are friends from high school, and we've kind of just drifted apart, and we run into each other at our 10th high school reunion.
Cool. Would you go to your 10th? I guess, would that be coming up soon, Michelle, for you?
It already passed. It already passed.
Oh, it passed. Right. Okay. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. But did you go? I didn't go because it was not at a good time, and it was in Maryland, and
Yeah, I didn't go either. I went to my 5-year, but I don't think I'll go to any reunions again.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So let's do it. So, all right. So, oh my gosh, Michelle, is that you?
Yeah, Lindsay, wow, how have you been?
I've been great. I'm so happy we ran into each other. I feel bad that we've kind of fallen out of touch. Things have gotten busy over the last few years with my move to LA and the new baby.
Oh, wow. It sounds like we have a lot to catch up on. Why don't we do it over coffee?
Sure. I'm not really a coffee person these days.
You used to be in college. I remember when you would finish off a whole pot in one study session. I still pretty much live on the stuff.
Well, things change. Anyways, I can always get a cup of tea.
Great. Let's go. I think I've heard enough of the small talk with classmates I don't even know. Let's hit that place, Hyperion, that I saw on the way in. It's on Main Street downtown. Meet you there?
Perfect. Okay. Very nice. Very natural. And love it. Okay. So we're showing you guys how to use these phrases in a real conversation in case you run into someone at a reunion or something like this. So what was the first thing we said here?
Okay. So I said we were talking about catching up and I said, why don't we do it over coffee?
Okay. And you also could have said, why don't we talk about it over dinner, over tea, over coffee, over lunch. Right. Basically, it's a way of inviting someone out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then you said, I'm not really a coffee person these days.
Right. And here I could have also said, but I can get a tea instead of just stopping. But then you jumped in and it's just kind of a fast paced conversation and we know each other. So it's not like I'm turning you down. Right.
No. Exactly. And then I said, I still pretty much live on the stuff. Meaning coffee.
Right. I still pretty much live on the stuff, right? Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. And then I said, anyways, I can always get a cup of tea. And here's where we have the pronunciation tip, guys. So again, it looks weird the way that we're writing it if you come back to our blog, but I think it's the way a lot of people might pronounce it, like a cup of tea. I can always get a cup of tea, right? And as you said, Michelle, before, you might say, I can always get a cup of tea, but not a cup of tea. Okay, so to some extent, we're going to bring the words together.
Right.
Okay, I like that. So what's the takeaway today, Michelle?
Well, the takeaway is when you're inviting someone out for coffee or talking about your habits over coffee, it's about connection, not perfection.
You got it. And no, we've given you guys some supernatural ways to talk about, you know, coffee and tea is usually a great first step in getting to know someone or reconnecting with someone that you haven't been in touch with for a while. So very cool. So I hope this answers Gianluca's question. And guys, remember to send your questions in to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and also subscribe to the podcast in your app and subscribe to our transcripts at allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Awesome. All right. Well, have a good one, Lindsay. And I'm going to go have the rest of my coffee.
Sounds great, Michelle. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.